So a lot of times you can ask questions back. When they ask you a question, Mom, what do you think of this? You can ask them, well, what do you think? I don't know, I'd have to think about that. What do you think? I haven't really thought about that. What do you think? So if question with question doesn't work, then of course they're demanding an answer, right? Use resources outside of the home. As often as you can, use resources outside of the home. That means Luca's a hockey player, yes? So when Luca asks you a question about hockey, who do you refer him to? Right, but most of us wouldn't do that. We'd answer the question. So now we've become an expert in parenting and hockey. And then they're going to go play hockey, and they're going to say, but my mommy told me. And then they're going to come home, and they're going to say, coach told me. You're going to wind up being pitted against. If you don't know the answer to something, you can get a video, a library. There's social service agencies. You want to familiarize your children with as many agencies as you possibly can while they're young. Why?
So they know where to go. I mean, they will be able to, if they have a problem, to look around and brainstorm about where can I go. You know?
They're going to have to start thinking outside of the family unit. If you can get them thinking outside of the family unit, as a youngster, they're already involved in the community. And they have a whole vast amount of information, or they at least know where to go get the information. They won't come to you for the information. I mean, Danielle and Stephen now know that you can go to the library and find out about sex. Who would think that you could go to the library and find out about sex? I mean, really, think as a child. Who would think that you could go to the library and find out about sex? I mean, you know you can find Dr. Seuss, and you know you can find about animals, and you know you can find encyclopedias, but sex at the library? What else is in the library? You see how you get them thinking like that? It's like, whoa, maybe I'll hang at the library. So you want to, whenever you can, you want to think of resources outside of yourself. That's right. It's just as important with religion. It's just as important with culture. Your son comes home and asks you, my son came home and asked me about Hanukkah. So what do? I call Rebecca. Rebecca, what are you doing for Hanukkah? Can we come? Because I can't answer the questions. I mean, I can answer age-appropriate questions. Well, you know, they don't believe in Christ. They believe in this. And this is desperation. They don't celebrate Santa Claus. And he can answer age-appropriate questions. But for him to have the experience of what is the difference between Christmas and Hanukkah, boom, here. We're going to go find out what is the difference. And then you tell me what's the difference.
So when Luca has this question, like, for example, he has this question about the Indian boys in class.
Right.
Now, you know, he's a little elf. Then when he does his own work, that he has the permission to write Luca McNeil, little elf. Because for him, it's important because the part is in American Indian. Whatever. But now, it's starting to say, like, you've been questioned about, there's a lot of Indian children from, you know, Asia, India.
Indian.
Yeah, and it's like, well, if I'm American Indian, they're Asian from India, but they have the same color of my skin. You know, what's the difference? So that's when I started taking to Vivek, for example, you know.
Right.
And the way the different food, that it was amazing, different food that they ate.
Well, but the only difference is the country.
Right.
The only difference. Michael asked me, what's the difference between black and white? Well, depends on where your ancestor came from. What country? Why is Becca so white? I said, because her parents came from Becca. Well, we're not that white. No, we weren't raised in Russia. You know, Russians are very white. Well, why is this one this color? Different countries. Now, how do they live is a different question.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to remind them there's only one God. Okay, and the other thing to remember with autonomy is to keep your children hopeful. They will reach a point, especially when they start problem solving, that it will look hopeless to them. Because there's no way that they can get this little girl to be their best friend when that little girl is that one's best friend. It will look totally hopeless. Totally hopeless. She loves her more than me. So you have to keep them hopeful. Now, how do you do that? Exactly. Exactly. And that every day in their life is different. Every day brings new challenges. Every day is going to bring new joys. Which are they going to focus on? Challenges or the joys? Well, you ask them. Which are you going to focus on? The challenges in your life right now or the joys? Yes, the challenges have to be met. Do they have to be all-consuming? And what's that going to teach them as an adult?
Balance.
Balance. that just because you had a hectic day today does not mean that the rest of your life is going to be this way. One day in your life. One day. Now, during that day, it seems like forever, but it's just one day. Any questions about autonomy? So what kind of a child are you raising when you raise a child who's autonomous? One who can think for themselves? Right? Right, and that other people will come to you to ask, and that it's not your responsibility to solve their problem, that you're just one of the many resources. What else? They have all of the answers, and only they have the answer to their problem. Only they. How I would solve it is not necessarily how Rose would solve it, is not necessarily how Rebecca would solve the exact same problem. It also teaches them that they are unique and that they should be proud to be unique. And that at the end of the day, who's going to be in bed with them in their head is them. And at the end of the day, they need to be proud of themselves, regardless of what the rest of us think. And that if they're not, they have the resources and the tools to fix it. It also teaches them that mistakes are normal, that anytime you grow, you're going to make mistakes. Some of them are going to be large, some of them are going to be small, and that it's not worth forming an opinion about yourself out of one mistake. That a mistake is a mistake. It really has to do with choices that you made, either good or bad, based on the information you had, which was good or bad, based on the resources that you had, which was good or bad, and that it really has nothing to do with you personally forevermore. And that's what you want your kids to know. That what happened today does not have to go with you forevermore. Because you're terrible at math today does not mean that forevermore you're going to be terrible at math. Because this teacher hates you does not mean that you're a terrible person. Because that girlfriend won't speak to you does not mean you're not a good friend and that you're not worth being a friend. That's what you want your children to know, and that's the basis of autonomy. Take a break.